We need a mom. I've put an ad online looking for one, and the first applicants should be contacting me soon. Stone, Larissa, and Joe shrieked together.
You advertised for a mom without telling us?
10-year-old Larissa was ready to cry. He recognized that look.
Dad, why'd you do that?
The 14-year-old tried to be mature. Stone took the role of oldest brother seriously.
Because of my job. They've held off having me travel out of courtesy over your mom's death. As much as I love being with you guys all the time, traveling is a necessary part of my job, and I need to do it. And I need help. I can't do this on my own, he added silently.
Raising kids alone was hard. Raising kids alone while missing your wife so much it felt as if your heart was littered with buckshot was almost impossible. Half the time, he thought he'd die of grief and loneliness. The other half of the time, he thought he'd just go crazy.
And you all need manners and stuff, he added. And we just need a mom here to do mom things with you guys.
He sounded lame.
So we can stay with Grammy and Grandpop when you travel. We don't need no mom.
His 12-year-old set his mouth in a stubborn line.
They can take us to school and stuff.
Grammy and Grandpop would gladly take you, Joe, but I want you to have a real mom. One who loves you and helps you with homework. Not to replace your real mom, of course, he quickly clarified. Just someone who feels like a mom.
And cooks and cleans and does laundry? You know that's called a maid, right?
Larissa, his budding little feminist, gave him a look that reminded him of his late wife. The look that said he'd done something sexist, and he'd better write it soon.
I will help do all three, too. I don't expect the poor woman to be dumped on you all without some help from me. But I don't want a maid who looks at this as a temporary job. I want a woman who will come to love you and stick around for the long haul.
Okay.
Larissa settled back, mollified.
You should have asked us, Dad. What if she's a raving lunatic or she does drugs or something?
That's why I mentioned they'd get to try out for the job first.
Tryouts?
Larissa squeaked, sitting up straight and giving him the death glare again.
Dad, a mom job isn't like trying out for cheerleaders or the football team.
Well, I didn't want some woman coming here and just staying if we don't like her or she doesn't like us. Tryouts. A temporary time frame seemed the best idea.
Larissa rolled her eyes, gave him a disgusted look, and dropped her napkin on the table.
Well, don't expect me to show her how to do everything.